Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big.
The Burt Show.
Katie says she saw it with her own eyes. Client from Hale.
Yeah.
From Hale.
From Hale, the depths.
From where?
Hale.
How do you spell that?
H-A-I-L.
Yeah.
Hale.
I'm curious as to what you all would do in this situation, because I was put in this awkward situation when I went to go get my hair done.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you witness a Karen in action?
Did I?
Out in the wild.
Oh, a Karen in the wild. Dude, those are some of the easiest videos to do, like get into a wormhole, because you find one on Instagram and then you just keep scrolling and it just gets like just increasingly worse.
They're so bad now that I feel like 75% of them are staged, because I wonder, are people really this uptight?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely are. Now, I've been going to my stylist for over 6 years. And what I love about going to her is that she's very prompt when it comes to her appointments. It's not the type of salon where you're going to have to wait or something like that. And she has like a private suite. So it's one client at a time.
Okay.
Nice.
So on this particular day for my appointment, I get there probably about 10, 15 minutes early. She buzzes me in and she's wrapping up with her current client. And they're doing like a cut. She wraps up with homegirl. And I wasn't even waiting that long. So I'm like, all right, cool. So afterward, what she does is like when you pay, it's like on a like the tap to pay type of thing. And you tip and then you sign off. And so be it. So after she does that, she has me go sit down in the shampoo bowl. She has me set up. Mm-hmm. She's like, all right, Katie, I'm gonna get to you right in a second. She wraps up with her current client. And she's like, OK, cool. Nice to see you. Have a nice day. So she comes over to me. She starts to shampoo my hair. Now, her previous client is still kind of lingering in the salon. And I'm like, well, maybe the woman is like packing up her things, because she was vlogging the whole thing beforehand. So I'm like,
oh, she was videotaping and vlogging everything?
Yeah.
Karen alert.
So I'm like, okay, maybe she's just taking some time to pack up. She starts to get up and I kind of see out the peripheral. I'm just in the shampoo bowl, my head down, and she walks over to like my hairstylist. She's like, hey, I think there was something wrong with my payment. Meanwhile, my stylist is mid shampoo, like her hands are just getting in there, right?
Does that feel as good as it looks like it feels?
Oh, yes.
Oh, when you get somebody that gives you that massage like that, there are times I'd rather go in there and just get that done and not get my hair cut at all.
I can see why.
They start really kneading into like the nape of your neck and your eyes start to roll back into your head.
I mean, it really is the most relaxing part of your day right there. So when there's somebody coming in there and interfering, you feel like the whole experience is messed up.
Exactly, because I like to close my eyes and catch up and I kind of go to sleep. And I had like this special deep conditioning thing that I had added on to. I want to get in. And so as she comes over, she's like, I think there's something wrong. She's like, okay, well, I can check it in a second. Like, what is the issue? What did I charge? She's like, I booked a trim and you charged me for a haircut. And so...
what's the difference?
A trim is like, you know, just maintenance, like a couple inches off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. But I'm saying for a stylist, cut or trim, it's the same thing.
Is it?
A bang trim is different. Sometimes I have certain stylists that will give you a bang trim for free just to keep the hair out of your face. But a haircut, that could still be construed as a trim.
So I don't know if it's different for women, but I'll get my hair cut like once a month, right? But if we've got an event and I call Blanca up and I'm like, hey, can I just come in here for a real quick trim just so I look good for this event? She doesn't charge me full price for that.
And at the end of the day, if it's separate services that the stylist is offering... like if they booked a trim, then that's something the stylist offers.
It's separate services. So for my hairstylist, a trim is like just your maintenance little couple of inches. Mm-hmm. But a haircut, she considers it 5 inches or more. Like you can go as high as you want, but a haircut is like a lot more. Like there's a noticeable difference.
Then if that is expressed on her website, then they're obviously two different things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she says, yes, you did book a trim. But as we were discussing, you needed a haircut. She's like, I even showed you your hair before and said, it's no longer a trim.
She told her a trim ain't going to cut it for you.
Your dead ends are so bad. We got to go 5 inches.
I don't know what you think you need.
But she's like, we had this discussion. I showed you before and I got your approval before I changed it to a haircut from a trim. You even said, take off the inches. She's like, I did that. The woman's like, I know you did that, but I booked a trim and we've never done this before. And my stylist was like, we have, because this is a client of hers that is a repeat client. She's like, we've done this several times before.
And she's still working on your hair as they're having this debate.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not awkward at all. It's like getting progressively more aggressive. Your head is getting
more. And I'm just in a bowl. My neck just dangling. Like, oh, my God. So they're going back and forth. Now, mind you, it's only a $10 difference in the service charge.
Are you serious?
Wow. And she says, this is what it is. This is my price. I'm sorry. We've done this before, and you approved of it before I even proceeded to cut your hair. The girl says, all right, okay, huffy breath. And she leaves. Continue with the shampoo, y'all. 15 to 20 minutes later, I'm in deep condition zone, right?
Oh, no.
Got the little steamer hitting my head, and she's deep conditioning now. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes later, the girl comes back.
Oh, come on.
She comes back in, and she says, hey, you didn't send me those pictures. Can you send me pictures? Yeah, because she was vlogging this thing, and my stylist was taking pictures of her work, right?
The before and afters. Yeah. You know, you
she couldn't text that.
Exactly. So then my stylist says, 1 minute, let me wrap up with her. I'll come to you. She puts me under the dryer. She proceeds to go to hers, like the pictures, and I hear it through the little dryer. The girl's like, but these $10 though. Wouldn't let it go. My style was like, you know, we're gonna have this conversation in the hall. They went and had a conversation in the hall for 20 minutes going back and forth, and the girl was like, on top of that, you should refund me the tip because of this inconvenience in what I was charged.
Please tell me your stylist stood strong and did not give her the $10.
Oh, she sure did. She's like, no, this is it.
Good.
Like,
dug in.
No.
Over $10 all that time.
Over $10?
It's insane.
It's a Burt Show.
The Burt Show.